What's nice with GuardLink is that now that we've got all these smart taps that we can connect up in series, with that single relay, we can have a total of up to 64 devices.
Welcome to the McNaughton McKay Podcast, your electrical connection. Each episode, we meet with an industry expert to tackle real issues in manufacturing. Join your host, Austin Davidson, to get the latest scoop on automation products and solutions.
Welcome back. Today, we're going to start off the new year discussing safety circuits. Now, we've had a previous episode on doing proper risk assessments and the steps prior to actually deploying the physical safety network or the safety circuit. But today we're going to get into some of the pitfalls or some of the areas that you need to really pay attention or what can make wiring these circuits difficult in the first place. And my guest that is going to help me walk through this is the Components Sensing and Safety Business Lead for the Southeast for Rockwell Automation. She has been in this role and various roles across Rockwell Automation, helping industrial automation customers for the past 14 years. Today, I'm joined by Amanda Eason. Amanda, how's it going?
Hey, Austin. It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for helping us solve this issue of how we properly deploy safety circuits. So can you give us some of the issues that people tend to run into when deploying these safety circuits?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd say that some of the most common things that come up with clients that are trying to deploy safety circuits would be, one, just, you know, the wiring and commissioning part of it. When you think of, you know, something like a safety switch where you've got eight wires that's going back to some type of I/O module, and if you've got, you know, 20 or 30 of these across the line, it could take quite a bit of time to wire them up and then trying to, you know, actually commission it and troubleshoot any kind of wiring issues. And I'd say the other thing that comes up a lot too is typically with safety circuits, a lot of customers will want to daisy chain all of their safety components back. And the challenge with that is that, you know, if you've got any kind of issue, it's difficult to really detect which one of those safety devices you're having an issue with, just because you don't get that same level of diagnostics when you daisy chain all those components back together. So I'd say those are probably the two biggest things, is just, you know, the challenges with wiring up so many devices, and then also just the lack of that diagnostic visibility that you have.
Sure. So it makes sense if they're difficult to wire or there's a lot of wiring to do, people would want a daisy chain because that lowers the amount of wiring that they would have to do in the field. Mm-hmm. But again, to your point, now you've kind of lost out on diagnostics. And I know that they can still wire back essentially like an aux signal, but that's just more wiring that you're having to do. And I would say, you know, we share similar experience with what we cover. I'm not sure about what you run into, but with the safety relays in particular, what mm-hmm. I run into a lot is customers, it's just a wiring issue. You have safety faults or the function will not perform like they expect it to. And it really just comes down to something very simple.
Yeah, that's true. And also too, when you think about safety relays, typically, you know, with the safety relay, if you've got, you can maybe connect up one or two safety components. And if you've got a system where that's, you know, maybe you need to scale it up to where you've got 20 different safety components, now you're adding in a lot of different safety relays as well. So that can be kind of one of the other challenges that comes up as maybe clients want to add more safety devices to a machine. You know, now when you're adding all these relays, that also adds that additional complexity to it. So,
yeah, now you're reaching into other parts, right? You're having to take up more panel space. Exactly. And that's, I mean, of course, this is something obvious and something that people deal with any components that are electrical that they're deploying. But I do know for the safety situations, you can end up having these large racks of safety relays. And then it kind of comes back to, well, would it make more sense to upgrade to a large scale safety PLC? And then you get into a situation where there's a lot of things to consider.
Exactly.
Yeah. So at this point, okay, we have something that's potentially difficult to wire or arduous to wire. So now we've kind of daisy chained everything. Let's say for the sake of argument, we have wired feedback from each of those. Cause right. That's something else I guess we could touch on is this can all affect your performance level, right?
Yeah. So there's actually within safety standards, there's kind of a statement in there that, for example, with door interlocks, once you start daisy chaining, you know, up to five of those, you run the risk of fault masking. And so that's one area where it would lower that performance level, because now you're getting less diagnostics. And, you know, maybe you've gotten one of the door switches had a contact that was welded closed. You may not see that because that fault is masked, because you've daisy chained several of these door interlocks together. So it definitely has an effect on that performance level or SIL rating.
Yeah. So that's kind of what we're fighting uphill against with these is, for this discussion, I'm going to just suggest that we don't even worry about the higher end safety PLCs, because that's a whole nother conversation on its own. But if we're talking about deployments of safety relays to mitigate these risks, what we're working against, like we said, is the difficulty of wiring, the amount of wiring, trying to make sure that we fall in line with what our risk assessment shows. Mm-hmm. So this is obviously something that is kind of a pain in the neck, but I know that we have a couple options for mitigating some of these issues. So do you want to go into GuardLink and what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So GuardLink is really kind of the ideal solution that really helps to combat all of the things that you just brought up with, you know, the challenges around wiring up a bunch of different safety components and still being able to get that high level of diagnostics. So basically what GuardLink is it's kind of a new linking technology. And what it does is it allows us to connect up all of those different safety devices in series. But then it also allows us to be able to get all of that diagnostic capability back from each of those safety devices. And so the system itself, it's basically made up of a safety relay, which is a newer one. It's our GuardLink DG safety relay. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you've got different smart taps. And each of those smart taps would correspond to one of your safety components. So you'd connect up from your relay to each of your smart taps, and you can connect all of those different smart taps in series. And what those smart taps are doing is they're really collecting some of that diagnostic data from each of those safety components. And so with the relay and the smart taps, that basically is what makes up that GuardLink system.
So in a perfect world, if you were deploying a GuardLink setup, you would basically have all the distances between devices, between your taps, between your relays, basically spelled out so we can spec out all of your cord sets, all of the taps that are required. Because that's another thing to note is each type of device requires a different tap. You have to be aware of that, whether it's an OSSD output or we just have dual set of dry contacts. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that those taps are correct, right? So it seems like a kind of a large task to make sure that everything is lined up right. What is the easiest way to build one of these networks out?
Well, I say that probably the easiest way is we actually have a couple of tools. So one is what we call a GuardLink interoperability tool. And what that does is it allows you to be able to select the type of safety component you have, and then it will identify the type of smart tap that you need. And so that tool is actually built into a software that we have that's called Integrated Architecture Builder. And basically what that does is it will allow you to kind of start off with your DG safety relay and help you to kind of identify which taps that you need along that trunk line for all of the different safety components. And what's nice about the Integrated Architecture Builder tool as well is that one thing you've got to consider with these safety circuits is making sure that you're supplying the appropriate amount of power to all your safety devices, because as you continue to add more components, you'll start to see that voltage drop. And at some point, it'll drop to a level that's too low for your safety components to properly perform. So this Integrated Architecture Builder will also monitor that power calculation and let you know when you need to supply additional auxiliary power.
Yeah, so all the kind of nitty gritty of what you have to be aware of when you're building out these, the Integrated Architecture Builder tool, it really simplifies this. I've used it to help build networks with customers, and it makes it at least helps you mind your P's and Q's without you really having to worry about them yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I think the other thing of note, I don't really love getting into specs just in a general conversation, but could you go into what we're looking at in terms of how many relays we need for so many devices? Cause I do think it's impressive what we can wire up to one relay.
Yeah, exactly. And we kind of touched on it earlier. Typically with a safety relay, you may get, you know, you'll either have a single input or dual input safety relay where you can add up to two components. But what's nice with GuardLink is that now that we've got all these smart taps that we can connect up in series, with that single relay, we can have a total of up to 64 devices. So with the GuardLink relay, you've got two different inputs. And so the first input can have up to 32 devices, and then the second input will give you up to another 32 devices. So what's, you know, that's nice that you go from having maybe just two inputs up to a total of about 64. And then just some other kind of facts about it. Originally, when we launched this, you could do up to about 30 meters between devices, but we've recently updated that spec. And so now we can get up to 100 meters between two safety components. And then between the tap and the actual safety device, you've got a 10 meter kind of limitation there. But, you know, if you've got a long, maybe conveyor system or just a very long line, you can certainly use one relay to really capture all of those safety components together.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially a football field between taps. And then in terms of the full length of the trunk, is it 1,000 meters we can run?
Actually, so it's been increased now up to 3,000 since we've got that increase of 100 meters between two devices, between two taps.
Where you previously may have had to wire every device into a safety relay, I really think the novel part of this that we do have to do our homework up front, but if we build out the network, we can run patch cords to every single tap and device, and there's very little wiring that we have to do otherwise.
That's exactly correct. And then too, another thing is, you know, when you look at those, the wires that are going between the two taps, that's just the standard, you know, 4-cable wire. So it doesn't require any kind of special shielded cable or anything. It's just a standard 4-conductor wire that's got your two M12 connectors on the end. So
yeah, and I think for the most part, everything is M12, correct?
Correct, yep.
So it makes deployment extremely easy. Now we have essentially daisy chained everything, but we're not losing diagnostics. You can actually see on the tap, there are LED lights that will indicate when the safety circuit is tripped, where it is tripped, which tap is actually tied to the device that is tripped. You'll see that on the plant floor, but we can also pull that back into our PLC, right?
Yep, exactly. So there's a, what we have is it's a GuardLink Ethernet adapter module. And what that does is it allows you to be able to pull all the information from your safety relays back into a Logix controller. And so this Ethernet adapter module, basically, or I guess you could call it an Ethernet bridge, what it does is it sits directly next to your GuardLink DG relay. And there is actually an optical bus, so you don't even have to run any wires between the relay and the Ethernet adapter. It's got this optical bus, and so it will send all that information back through your Ethernet connection back to your PLC. And inside of Studio 5000, we actually have an add-on profile that we can use to be able to identify what type of safety relay we have that's tied to that Ethernet adapter, and then also be able to pull any status from all of our inputs to our safety relay. And then one thing I should add too is that you can have up to a total of 6 relays sending information back through that optical bus to that Ethernet adapter. So definitely a powerful component to add to your safety system.
So I know I said that we weren't going to discuss the safety PLC side, which we're not, but just to kind of give a comparison, what applications or what kind of situations would a customer, say, deploy GuardLink rather than going up to the full-scale safety PLC?
I'd say kind of in comparison, this GuardLink solution would really be ideal if, you know, you've already got an existing line that's been running, and let's say, you know, maybe you've gone and done some type of risk assessment and identified that there's areas where safety or functional safety needs to be added to an existing machine. This is an ideal solution to really retrofit to that existing machine, because you can basically build your safety system off of a safety relay. And then you can pull in all that same diagnostic information to your existing PLC. So it doesn't require that you strip out the old PLC and redesign your entire line with the new safety PLC. You can basically just add the safety relay, the safety components, and pull that information back into your existing system.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that about wraps up our discussion for today. So remember, if you are assessing your safety circuit or you've been working through a risk assessment, GuardLink is something just to keep in your back pocket for ease of use and for maintaining those proper performance levels. So Amanda, I want to thank you again for coming on and helping us walk through this. and enjoy the rest of your day. It's beautiful sunshine today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Austin. You have a great day.